Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. I'm Joy and Pandey. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. And if you're a regular, then you already know what time it is. It is a Friday, Music Friday. So we definitely have to start with some music news. I don't know if you've heard of a band, a sibling trio by the name of Biko's Manor. Well, they're definitely flying the SA flag quite high right now. And they're beaming with pride after delivering another stellar performance at the Jennifer Hudson Show. I'm talking about LA, Hollywood, US vibes. But if you don't know, there's something strange because these people have been trending on TikTok with more than, I think, 16 likes, or 16 million likes, let me put it that way. On YouTube, they've been trending. They've been trending literally on all these social media platforms. I've been following them for quite some time. I'm still waiting for my interview, but I guess they're definitely too hot to handle at this point. And yeah, the US has, you know, sort of them all up at this point because, yeah, they, as I said, they're flying the flag high. I did mention that they performed at the Jennifer Hudson Show. They do perform mostly covers. And yeah, let me just say, they definitely are quite amazing. They sang I Say a Little Prayer on the show recently, and this was their second appearance. So obviously this opens quite a number of doors in terms of the opportunities that they'll be getting abroad. But let's have a snippet as to what they sound like if you haven't heard them yet.
To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me.
Well, that's that on that. All the best to Biko's Manor on their journey, their musical journey. Hopefully, as soon as they touch down in SA at some point, they'll get a big, warm Zizokota welcome and we'll be able to also get a moment to chat to them. Moving right along, however, to some almost music news related. I don't know if you know the rapper Jesse Sundele, but if you don't know him as a rapper, then you know him as an actor. And congratulations are in order for him and his partner because he locked it down. He recently made things official. Wedding vibes have been ringing in Celebville. Let's not lie about that. And he said he's found his one. This is, of course, after they welcomed their baby. They've been obviously expecting and they've been sharing their journey with us, more especially with us on Times Live. And now they've locked it down. It's quite amazing. Congratulations to them. But they're not the only celebrities who recently got married. Actress Ayanda Ngubane recently got married to also director MQ Ngubane. So congratulations to them. Their wedding was they had like a star-studded guest list, let me put it that way. Mzansi's A-listers were there. I saw Connie Ferguson was there. Balisa Tembe with her partner were there as well. So it was quite a beautiful thing. Obviously, this is also following Casper Nyovest speaking of, you know, also him, or rather Casper Nyovest also getting married. But speaking of Casper, obviously we've been trying to figure out, okay, what's up with Casper? And Lucky El Tito did chat or sit down with him recently, speaking on just life after marriage. Let's just hear a snippet of what he had to say about that.
Let's talk about your wedding day.
Yeah.
You know, the day you had to wake up and said, oh, this is the day I'm getting married. You haven't done this before ever in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine the different things that's going through your head. I don't know if you are nervous. But, like, take us through that whole process of you being married.
You know, I was very scared, but very excited.
For real?
Very excited.
Yeah.
I think that the most memorable emotion that day for me that was overpowering everything else was the excitement. I was so excited to make her my wife. And I was also excited to be a husband, a faithful husband, a committed one, God's child, and be, you know, because you know they say marriage is the perfect image of God. So this image, I was very excited to be in this image. So, yeah, that was the most memorable, the most powerful emotion or signature thing that I felt that day, just excitement.
Congratulations are definitely in order. As I said, Casper, you're best, and the other celebrities. I think let's make marriage fashionable again. Let's make monogamy fashionable again, because now the streets are getting cold, right? Well, anyway, moving right along, there are artists who are flying our flag high in the States. Beyond the music scene, we have Tusom Bedu, who's back, who's also just recently bagged a big Hollywood role on Disney's Mufasa, The Lion King. This is, I would call it a spin-off from The Lion King, because it's Mufasa obviously documenting a different side of that story. But yeah, she'll be cast. She's cast amongst the Beyoncés. There, obviously, we will not leave out Blue Ivy Carter and the likes and the likes. Even Donald Glover, absolute fave. But she's not the only South African that's also will be cast on this, or has been casted for this specific film. John Gani returns as Rafiki, and even Kagiso Letiha will also be included on this film. And of course, Mr. Lion King himself, Lebo M, is bringing new music to this film as well. So big shout out to them for flying the flag high, as I mentioned. People are really making some really, really big moves outside of this country. And yeah, it's admirable. It's inspiring. It's all those good things. But also, speaking of Lebo M, let's not move on too quick. Okay, Mr. the M is for marriage. He recently was posting, okay, he's on tour. He's going to Spain. He's going to all these different places. But did he also not just allude to moving on from the mess that was his divorce from Pretty? He recently shared a picture of a woman's foot. That's also just kind of like strange. I don't know if it's a fetish or if, you know, usually now these days when you don't want to show who your actual partner is, you show the hand, you know, you show the shoulder, you show a little bit of a beard just to show that it's a man. But he decided, let me show a foot, because you can see it's a female's foot that's nicely pedicured. Thank God for her feet also looking so gorgeous, because, you know, that would have been quite questionable. But rumor has it, right? I don't want to touch a lot on speculations, but I will rather quote a source. So according to a source that spoke to Zimoja, this person, that this foot that we've been seeing on Lebo M's timeline is an ex of his. Now, I thought he said he was done with this marriage thing, but I guess because they were apparently, this is an ex that he was apparently engaged to prior, maybe he's found a way to be like, let me just go back. I know we won't even want to get married anymore. I wonder what it is. I'm just still waiting for Lebo M to give me that call as soon as he lands in SA to say, girl, okay, come through to my crib. Let me dish all the deeds. Until then, we're just going to be entertained by this foot. we're playing footsie-footsie with this story because we really don't know what it really is and who it actually is. And I'm sure he's probably a little bit shy this time around to disclose who he is or who she is. But I don't think he'll be able to keep it for a long time. He's quite a lover boy, a lover man, if you want me to put it that way. And he definitely likes to make that known. He likes to share that with the world. So we'll see how that one goes. Moving on to some other news. So Trail came out of the gutters to say that, he's claiming that somebody we know and love leaked his music. Well, of course, he hasn't released an album in quite some time, but he says his upcoming album, he has been prepping it, he's been working on it, and somebody decided to leak it. I'm like, where? Maybe in between the sets? In between whose sets would be the question. maybe I don't groove like that, but I haven't heard anything so trilly. You know, so I don't know what exactly he was saying, unless if he was really just trying to get our attention to amp us up for his upcoming album. But basically, Sir Trill, as you know him as the Amapiano sensation, went live on his Instagram recently claiming that he got basically sabotaged by somebody in the industry. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Same songs. I just got discouraged, right? I just got discouraged because I come in the game with a pure heart. I'm trying to help everybody. Feel me? Even your big bros. I'm trying to help. Because when I got in, everyone was quiet. Remember? Mm. Everybody asked for my help. I helped them. Feel me? I want to show you guys something. Because everyone is saying, okay, they're not complaining about the album, but every song that I dropped, they've heard. Tried to put songs, but they haven't heard. Because somebody they trust, yeah, somebody they trust and love leaked all of my songs. Why? And then, because I'm quiet, I get the end of it. Let's do this. I'm going to play you artists that I was on their albums, and I had the best songs on their albums. I helped them out, but they were not on my album. Let's go again.
Well, after all of that, Sir Trill went on his Instagram story to say, I am not heartbroken, or nor am I sad or whatever. It's not a pity party over here. He was just clearing the air with everything with questions that everybody have been coming to him about. And I'm like, who's everybody? Like, you're giving us the information, but you're not giving us the information. So I really wonder what's up with that. We definitely have not seen Sir Trill on the music scene the way that we want to see him. More especially, I mean, I feel like he was quite when Amapiano was, you know, on the come up, if I could put it that way, when it was still on the down low, he was obviously one of the people who, you know, brought this genre to our attention because of his vocals. And he had many hits coming into this industry with Amapiano. So I think whoever's been sabotaging him hopefully makes this right, because apparently he's also sabotaged him to a point where he's made some artists in the industry not want to work with him, whilst, as you heard, he said he's been helping people when he's been coming into this industry. So those are his claims. We don't know how real that is, but we'll have to take his word for it, and just so we can wish him luck in terms of the direction of his career, right? That's that on that, though. We also cannot forget that we just came back from the Metro FM Music Awards. There was a big whole thing that they promised, which was a tribute, an entire tribute for Costa Titch and AKA, as well as Ricky Rick. They wanted to do a whole hologram. So I don't know what happened to that machine, but none of that actually happened. But beyond that, of course, there were some beautiful performances that took place. Gaupele, who came all the way from the US to perform on stage, I think people did not really notice that it was her, because I expected people to cheer. But of course, she just looks like, you know, a random nanny that we get to see on the streets of South Africa. So I think people did not notice that it's her, but obviously it's a big star, and that was quite a big moment for us, especially with Casper Nyovest jumping on stage. I haven't seen him in quite some time. So for him to bring out Gaubele to sing, obviously, the hit single, Destiny, that was quite a beautiful moment, as well as Vusi Nova also making a tribute to Zahara during his performance. So that's that. I think that was definitely the standout stuff. And of course, congratulations to all the winners that took home a young trophy. I did obviously get to chat to some of them. You'll be getting all those interviews quite soon. But the big ones, obviously, was Kabza De Small, as well as Umthunzi, who took home, I think, like four trophies home, which was quite a big deal for them, with Song of the Year, Best Collaboration, just the music that we've been hearing. I think it was all just well-deserved. And of course, Iplani had to be amongst the winners, because we've been waiting for him to get his big win as well. And some other sad news. While we've been mourning the death of Mashata as Mzansi, we lost yet another legend in the in the entertainment industry, not music. The Rose of Soweto, Udingane Thobela, who died after battling an illness. So our condolences go to him and his family, and of course still to the Mashata family, our condolences and well wishes, and hopefully we also get justice in their case. Moving right along in some other news, in some other frustrating news, we have artists who were protesting at the Universal Music Group offices this week, with chanting and, you know, chanting their struggles about the music industry, from the Nhlanhla-Lux to Anne Malinga to Robbie Malinga Jr., of course, being there, of course, to complain about royalties in this industry. How are they not getting paid out? I saw Anne Malinga send me a video with her saying that the issue with this country is that all these music execs, the lifestyle that they're able to afford, it's because of the music and the art that they've created. And with all that they've putting into this industry, they're not reaping anything at all. This is, of course, with Anne Malinga having said that she has since the passing of her husband, Robbie Malinga, she has not been paid at all. And she has been in and out of court with Universal Music and is still waiting. She's still waiting. Another complaint, from just the music industry, the entertainment industry at large. I think it's another case of, we're waiting for another artist to die. We're waiting for another artist to go hungry, struggling, looking gray, looking like just not being able to afford themselves even a little small packet of noodles. We're waiting for it to, it's always the case. And I think for Uzizi Kodwa, I think he's quite selective in things that he's supportive of. I think it's showing a little bit of, and this is my opinion, of course, might not be so popular, but it might be the truth too. You know, I think it kind of seems to be a little bit selective in the things that we support and the things that we help out with. We know obviously how they work. We need things to trend in order for it to really get their attention. And this is obviously quite a controversial one that clearly did not really get the legs for it to run as much as it was supposed to. But hopefully all these artists will keep on, you know, chanting and protesting the wrong that is really done to them. And funny, Universal Music Group seems to be quite chill and quite mum with all of these things that are happening. So I know I reached out to them. I'm still waiting for a comment. This is probably going to take forever. Right, so that's that on that. We can go on for days to complain about the injustices that come with the entertainment business. That's showbiz, but hopefully one day, you know, things will be done correctly. I don't know when that is. I don't know if we're waiting for the Lord to come before that happens. But hopefully sometime soon, hopefully, you know, these 2000s will find a way, they'll find a way to get us out of this rut that we keep just getting ourselves into, right? And some lighter news, however, let's clarify something. So I don't know if some of you guys have noticed a ring on Nonku Williams's ring finger. That's a Real Housewives of Durban star icon, if I can put it that way, as she's been the longest running housewife on the show. But anyway, so Jojo, which is Jojo and Maria, which are her closest friends and are also on the show, went on social media to suggest that she is now off the market, posting a picture of a ring, saying all kinds of things in the captions, just suggesting and alluding to things. And I saw that a lot of people in the comments were like, congratulations and congratulations. And I think it's also growing a bit of legs on the timeline. So, of course, I had to pick up the phone and be like, Miss Williams, we watched the entire season and it seemed as if, you know, that part of your life is not going so great as yet. When did this man coming into your life? So she, of course, said, okay, let me just set the record straight. It is all just a joke, denying that she is engaged. So just to clear the air, in case you did not know, now you know, it's all just a joke. And Uncle Williams is still on the market for her presidential man, right? Now, that's been it for this edition of the Chisel Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast reviews, subscribe for free on iodo.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. Now, remember that we also have other podcasts that you can listen to, that being Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, Gogo, Have I Been Scammed, and 30 Years of Democracy. This Chisel Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, goodbye for now. Yeah.